First reading today, we are introduced to a man who will be called Paul. We have seen him in the preceding chapters and preceding first readings as a witness to the stoning of Stephen, to one who consented to this fact, who seemingly is going forward in order to purge this belief that Jesus is the Messiah from the Jewish community. Paul encounters Jesus. And in the encounter with Jesus, he is changed. Paul thought he could see clearly about who Jesus was and the situation of things. But after the encounter with Jesus, he was rendered blind, physically blind, because in some sense he was spiritually blind. The truth of his spiritual state was revealed and made manifest in his physical. And after 3 days of blindness, How many days did Jesus spend in the tomb? Three. Right? Paul enters into the tomb. He enters into darkness. And what draws him forth from the darkness is a believer in Jesus Christ. Comes, lays hands, and heals his physical blindness. Paul doesn't go back to persecuting the Christians. Paul now sees, not just with his eyes, but he truly sees and understands who Jesus is. My brothers and sisters, there are times in our life when we are sure about things. Sure that this is the way things are. Sure that this is the way it's been. Sure in these things. What God has done to Saul, who becomes Paul, what is the motivation? Is it hatred for Saul? No, it seems that it is profoundly inspired by love of Saul. Striking him blind, having him 3 days where he doesn't eat and is in there in the darkness, in his own thoughts and in his own heart, in his own mind. He does it out of love. My brothers and sisters, be careful. Be careful of stubbornness. Be careful of pride. Because God loves you. You understand what I'm saying? Because if you are caught up in pride and caught up in stubbornness, know that God loves you. You may have to have an encounter with him where he reveals it, that you might change the way that you think, that you might change your heart. But know that it is love always that motivates the heart of God towards you. It is always love that motivates the heart of God towards you. Even if it means the absolute annihilation of your pride. Jesus is speaking very honestly in the gospel. And what he is sharing is life, right? What he is sharing is the truth that the what Father that sent him, did you catch it? The living Father, he says, the Father who possesses life within himself, the living Father sent me, and I have life because of him. And so the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. Remember, my brothers and sisters, that the Passover meal, everyone that was present in the Passover meal had to eat of the lamb. It was a non-negotiable. I had lamb for lunch. No, thank you. No, no. You either ate of the lamb or you were cut off. be in communion through the Lamb, allowed the one who received and ate of the Lamb, allowed for the angel of death to pass over and so preserve their life. Jesus is the fulfillment of the Passover Lamb, the gift of himself. His flesh is true food and is true drink. And as I've said before in passing in other ways, my brothers and sisters, what we receive from this altar is not dead, because Jesus is not dead. Jesus is alive. And so for us to receive his flesh, his blood, to receive what we believe is changed and transformed here on this altar from dead bread and dead wine into the living presence of our resurrected Lord and Savior, there is life here. And it is a renewal of life within us. Thank goodness Jesus hides himself. He hides himself under the appearance of bread. Wouldn't you agree? He hides himself under the appearance of wine. Thank goodness, because it makes it easier for us to receive him. The fact that it remains looking like bread and looking, tasting like bread and wine is for you and me, it is an act of mercy. There have been other theologians that have thought about this. They've said, you know, it's an act of mercy that God, that the accidents of the bread and the wine remain. It does that for us, so that we can draw close, so that we can receive. So, my brothers and sisters, Jesus is speaking the truth. In him, there is life. He invites us into communion with him, that we might possess his life. And that even if we die, we live forever in him. Amen.